You're listening to Vatican Radio.
October the 16th marks the celebration of World Food Day. It was established in 1979 to honour the founding date of the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations in 1945. Today, World Food Day is observed around the world by more than 150 countries, raising awareness to issues that cause hunger and poverty. Each year, in order to highlight areas for focus and improvement, World Food Day adopts a different theme. This year's theme is Climate is Changing, Food and Agriculture Must Too. In a message released this week for the occasion and addressed to the Director General of FAO, Pope Francis said everyone has a responsibility to protect the planet for future generations. Alexandra Maybach, Principal Advisor for Agriculture, Environment and Climate Change, in the Office of the Assistant Director General on Culture and Protection of Consumers in FAO, spoke with Vatican Radio's Hayley Susino about the significance of World Food Day and the implications of climate change.
World Food Day is the occasion once a year to highlight the importance of food and food production and food security and nutrition all over the world, and to have a focus on some major issues of importance for food security. This year, the topic of World Food Day is climate change, agriculture and food security, because climate change is already having an impact on agriculture and food security all over the world, and it's going to have an increasing impact, particularly in areas which are already food insecure. In fact, climate change could very well jeopardize the objective of eradicating hunger and malnutrition before 2030.
Why is it important that we celebrate World Food Day?
First, it's important to recall to everybody that food is not given. It takes a lot of work to get food on our plate, and not everybody in the world has appropriate food on his or her plate every day. And because it takes a lot of work, it takes a lot of investment, it takes a lot of thinking and policies and appropriate institutions, all over the world, it is good that everybody, civil society, consumers, private sector and governments, take one day to think about what has to be done together to be sure that food security and nutrition is assured all over the world, now and in the future.
How many people are affected by World Food Day and who does it help?
Everybody in the world is concerned by World Food Day because everybody needs to eat.
How does World Food Day help?
It helps by raising awareness on some specific topics which are of major importance for food production and consumption all over the world, which is why this year the topic of climate change has been selected.
Pope Francis has addressed FAO on more than one occasion. Is there anything specific he said that has had any impact on the way you work?
All that the Pope has said in FAO or about climate change has had a major impact in the way we work. First, because it has played and plays an immense role in raising awareness on the importance of solidarity, collective action, and of how the work to eradicate hunger and malnutrition all over the world is an ethical duty to a great extent, part of what makes every one of us human beings.
Pope Francis has also spoken about climate change. How does this play into the theme of World Food Day?
The way the Pope has spoken about climate change has played an immense role in a better collective understanding and awareness of how everyone's actions have an impact not only on everyone's life now, but on everyone's life in the future, and how everybody can do something. The second one, the very clear link that Pope has established between our collective responsibility about climate change and about the fact that the ones which are the most impacted are the poorest and the most vulnerable, the hungry and malnourished.
Is there anything else that you would like to say about FAO or World Food Day?
just to highlight once more the urgency for collective action to adapt our food production and consumption systems to climate change, and also of the urgency of all of us acting to limit as much as possible the effects of climate change, precisely because climate change is threatening the most vulnerable populations.
That was Alexandra May-Bech, Principal Advisor for Agriculture, Environment and Climate Change in the Office of the Assistant Director General on Culture and Protection of Consumers in FAO.